Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good Wednesday evening to you. I come to you tonight. Normally we broadcast in the afternoon, but today we have a very special guest who's joining us from here in Tallahassee. His name is Greg Tisch, and I like to think of him as Mr. Tallahassee. He is pretty much involved in everything.
Tallahassee. No. I'm here with an audience, but I cannot take that away from Jason Johnston because he's Mr. Beth, I thank you for calling me that. But a friend of mine gave me a title one time, and he called me the Pulse of Tallahassee.
The Pulse of Tallahassee. Well, I think I like that better.
I like the Pulse because that way Jason Johnston from Wakulla doesn't get upset that he loses his Mr. Tallahassee.
Okay, well, my total intro is just shot, so let me try to do that again.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I've actually met a guy who called himself Mr. Tallahassee, and I'm sure it's the same guy you're talking about.
Yeah, so. Jason Johnston is a very good friend of mine. Oh, by the way, I'm broadcasting I'm here live at the Singleton Cafe on College Avenue. Very fantastic food by Chef Kayla. We're having a great time here tonight.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, Greg, you are an award-winning DJ. You own GT Entertainment. You are the Pulse of Tallahassee with anything and everything that's going on. I remember ringing in the new year with you for 2010 over at Hotel Duval in Level 8.
Duval.
And you also are the co-host of Live in Tallahassee, which is a very, very popular TV show which chronicles the happenings here in the Tallahassee community. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little bit more about yourself and all the stuff that I've missed out on?
Now, you pretty much covered it. I guess that I love the city. I love everything that goes on in it. I love promoting the city. I just love Tallahassee, and I want everybody else to love Tallahassee as much as I do. I guess I get sick of everybody saying that there's nothing to do here, but that's just because they're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's plenty of stuff to do here every night, every weekend. There's tons of stuff that you can go out and have fun, and tons of stuff also, which is very near and dear to me, to give back to Tallahassee. I've been very active in charity organizations over the years, especially with my all-time favorite, Tallahassee 25. So that's... we had a great time with that, and we're Frankenstein in that. We're going to bring that back to life very, very soon, so we're excited about that. But
so what is Tallahassee 25?
Tallahassee 25 was started in 1997, and it was started by a group of 25 friends, and they were down at Po' Boys one night, and the main organizer was Tim Templeton came around and asked everybody for $25 to help out buy Little League uniforms for this Little League team at Walker Ford. And that's how it came about. And it grew into this huge, fantastic organization. And then the last few years kind of gone downhill a little bit. But now that I've been talking with Sean Singleton, the former president of Tallahassee 25, and we are going to get it back to where the organization was in its prime.
And I know you're also involved with Party for a Purpose and the prom, the 80s prom theme. And I know that I saw a lot of press about that. And I thought that was just a really great way to have an absolutely fabulous time. Everybody likes to get dressed up like the 80s. And so you select a charity, which it benefits from the money that's raised that night.
Right. So when we started, Party for Purpose started, I guess, it's been 7 years now that Party for Purpose started. Yeah, we're going to be doing our seventh 80s party, our sixth annual 80s prom, but our seventh 80s party overall. And we started years ago, and I wanted to do a different kind of fundraiser in Tallahassee, and my great friends at Paradigm and my great friends at Clyde's and Andrews, they were all up and ready to do it, but we get, you know, 1,200, 1,500 people that come downtown all dressed in 80s, and we don't know who we're giving the money away to that night. What we do is, on the list, we have seven local charities that are on the list, And when you get to the party, you say, yes, I'm here for charity number one. So on the back of a raffle ticket, we write number one. And at midnight, we have our prom king and queen. We have them. We dump all the raffle tickets into one bucket, and we draw one raffle ticket, and that charity gets all the money.
Wow.
But we don't make a dime on that. We give all the money away, and if there's any extra money that we need to pay the bands or anything, I take care of that, or we get corporate sponsors.
Sure. Sure. Oh, I didn't realize that it was
And the reason that came about is that a few years ago, the Tallahassee 25 had a charity party down at Chez Pierre, and it was a wildly successful charity party. And the people that sponsored and everything that said they were giving the money to Tallahassee 25, in the end, I mean, they raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And in the end, they wrote a check to Tallahassee 25 for $400.
Mm.
And that made me livid. And then in this community, and I hate to call people out, but in this community and in surrounding communities, that they throw big, huge parties in the name of charity and then give nothing to the charity. So we made sure that my co-founders, that Corinne Rubin and Allie Mercer-Fleming, that we made sure that we give 100% of the money away, that we're not there to make money. We are there to promote local charity, to promote local people coming out and supporting local charity, and to make sure that we give all the money away, because that night, that one great event at Chez Pierre, and then learning what it was not Chez Pierre's fault. No, it was not Chez Pierre's fault. Thank you, Kayla. It was not Chez Pierre's fault, but the organizer of that event, that they charged for this and charged for this and only ended up giving $400. And that was incredibly sickening to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things that I saw that you were involved with was through Tallahassee Magazine. You were one of the Tallahassee singles that was profiled. And your charity, I believe, was Big Brothers Big Sisters. Is that right?
That's correct, yep. When I was chosen as one of Tallahassee's most eligible bachelors.
Right. How did that feel?
Fantastic. Oh, that was great. That was wonderful letting every single female in the city know that I like being a bachelor. That was incredible. Yeah, it's done me a lot. I've had a lot of first dates since then. Not a lot of second dates. Actually, no second dates. So you guys don't have to laugh when I say that. But Big Brothers Big Sisters is also very near and dear to my heart. That with Luis Garcia and Meredith Crowe over there and all the great staff, that it's a wonderful organization to get involved in Tallahassee. And it's also another overlooked organization. Now, with Party for Purpose, we block, and I shouldn't, this is going to come out wrong, but I'll explain after. So let me finish before everybody jumps down my throat. We do not allow animal charities or faith-based charities in the Party for Purpose. And the reason we don't allow animal charities is we do other parties for animal charities, but if just your average citizen is coming up to the party and does not know a thing about the charities, 99% of the time they're going to point to that animal charity and put their money in there. So we think it would be unbalanced in that way. Now, faith-based charities, we also support them, but just not at 80s prom. And that's what I'm talking about, 80s prom.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of the drinking that's involved there, that we just don't want to have to just explain ourselves. And we just don't want to jump hurdles. We just want everybody to have a good time. Take a taxi home, take a limo home, walk over to Hotel Duval, stay the night, walk over to the Governor's Inn, stay the night. So we've just nixed animal charities and faith-based charities just to not, so we don't have drama. I want drama-free, give away a lot of
right. Who won the Party for Purpose last year?
This past year was the first time we've ever had a tie. And
This
past year was the Ovarian Cancer Alliance of North Florida and Big Bend Hospice.
Oh, okay.
So we had a little mix-up, and I ended up splitting the money and giving to both of these great local organizations, Big Bend Hospice and the Ovarian Cancer Alliance of North Florida.
Sounds like a good strategy to deal with an inadvertent tie. So.
Yes. We will not have a tie ever again. This will be the only time we ever have a tie. It was something that I learned about after, and I made it right.
Great. Well, tell us about GT Entertainment. Tell us about and also your the new tap room here, because a lot of people may not know about the tap room. I get your emails all the time, and fortunately I have not been, but I'm familiar with the area in Midtown. And
you have
really,
not been to the Fifth Avenue tap room yet?
I have not.
What is going on? You need to drag your husband. You'll need to put the top down in the Porsche, and you need to come to Fifth Avenue tap room this weekend. Might be a little chilly.
We've been
you can sit in the back of the Porsche and drive down there.
He would probably like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, Fifth Avenue Tap Room, we'll start with that first. It's a new bar that I'm the promoter of down in Manor at Midtown, and it's a great place. It's where the old Rodizio's was, and it's right next to Finnegan's, which is our sister bar or our sister pub. And it's a venue for live music and for DJing, which GT Entertainment, which we do every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. We are the only nights that we're open right now. And we just have a great time. It's a great place to come out. We try something a little new in Midtown. We've got 36 plus taps of beer. Any kind of beer that you like, we have it on tap. You know, I would personally like you to come out and have Sweetwater 420 or any of the other Sweetwater brands.
I'm sure Ian would like that a lot. He loves beer.
Good. I got tons of plugs, and Sweetwater is one of my big plugs. They're a big sponsor of mine, and I absolutely, not because I love the beer, but I love the beer. Wait, that came out wrong. All right, hold on. Is this live?
Yes, it is.
I learned to love Sweetwater. If you've never had Sweetwater before, then come to me or Alan Truesdale from Cone Distributing, and we'll work you up on to appreciate a really good beer like Sweetwater beer. That it's just not something you can go from Miller Lite to a Sweetwater 420. It's just something that you have to work your way up to really appreciate the good beer. And Alan Truesdale, my very good friend, has really taught me to appreciate good beer, and Sweetwater is the epitome of good beer now. And I'm very happy now that they sponsor me and they sponsor my big tailgate. But
right.
Taproom's a great thing. We've got Thursday, Fridays. Thursday night is Acoustic Thursdays. Friday, we have a band. Then my company DJs, usually I DJ. And then Saturday, we have a band. And then I DJ or one of my guys, Kevin, or I'll have Nate in there, or DJ Scully, or Perry D. I'll have somebody come in and cover that night. But it's a great bar, but that's, you know, it's a great place. But that all came from years and years ago when I was in school and I was going to get my communications degree, and because I wanted a radio job, and this is the history of GT Entertainment, going back to the first part of the question now, that I started working in radio at an old radio station called Sunny 107, and I found out quickly that I necessarily didn't enjoy radio as hard as I thought I would. And I was throwing house parties at my house at the time, and because where else would you throw house parties? Yeah. So,
then your own house, of course.
Yeah. Throwing house parties at my place. Does that sound better? And I was hiring a friend of mine's company to come out, and honestly, I didn't like the DJ that he was sending out. And, well, one, because he was hitting on the girl that I was dating at the time. So that was the main reason. So I have to thank Al.
Not a good way
Al,
to keep
who's married now. Al's married now, got great kids and everything, great friend of mine. And Laura, she's actually married now, kids, everything, and still a very good friend of mine. But at the time, when I was 23 years old, I was a little upset. So I asked the owner of the company if I could just rent his equipment and DJ my own party. And he's like, sure. So I did that, and the owner came out, and he saw that I was halfway decent, and so he asked me if I wanted a job, and I was like, sure. And a couple of years later, I decided I need to go off on my own, and went off on my own, and a couple of years after that, named the company GT Entertainment, and then it's just been a roller coaster ride since then.
Well, now you're an award-winning company. You won the Best Of Award for the Tallahassee Magazine, I believe.
Yeah, we won Best of Tallahassee this year. We've won the Tally Award for Best DJ Company ever since the Tally Award has existed. And we know that there's some complications that they're not doing it this year, but next year that Capital City Youth Services has taken over for the main charity, and that they're going to help present the Tally Award. So they'll be back next year. So I really look forward to getting it again. It's something that for me and my employees that whenever we win an award, I let everybody, including myself, we celebrate for one night, and then the next night we start working on winning that award again for our clients, that we're only as good as the last time we worked. That what winning the Tally Award 4 or 5 years ago, that means nothing to us now. We're excited that we won it back then, but if we don't win it the next year, that means that we're not doing our jobs.
Right, right. You're not sitting on your laurels. You're out there.
No, I'm not pulling a silver slipper and going to try to live on my reputation.
So what types of events do you DJ?
They're out of business, right? Yeah, okay. All my friends just went, ooh. So what?
Well, the silver slipper.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what types of events do you DJ? I know that, you know, there's a lot of businesses here in town that hire you. Like, I've seen you at Level 8. Obviously, you're at the Fifth Avenue Tap Room. Do you do like weddings and different things like that? Or
yeah, our main business is weddings, and I developed GT Entertainment over my hatred of mobile DJs.
Mm-hmm.
That you have never heard that if you talk to anybody about a wedding DJ, that probably 60, 70, 80% of the time you're going to hear something negative about that wedding DJ, that, oh my gosh, I can't believe what this wedding DJ did. Oh my gosh, I can't believe what they did. So I built my business around not liking wedding DJs. And what I personally didn't like about wedding DJs, about what they did, about playing the Macarena, about playing the Hokey Pokey, about playing Love Shack, about playing these ultra, you don't have to sing it, Sean, about playing these ultra cheesy songs and everything that the girls don't like. And from going to understanding that a bride doesn't start thinking about her wedding the day that she got engaged, that a bride that thinks about her wedding from the time she was playing with Barbie dolls, and it's literally the most important day in her life, and we understand that. It's not, all right, when we do Tap Room or we do Paradigm or we do, you know, when we did DJ Paradise for 13 years or Cafe when there before they closed and did all these other places. That's great. I just named two places that we DJed that closed. Good. That was really good. That was a good plug. Huh? Yeah. We're good at closing them down. I had left long before both those places closed down. It's more about us there, but we also say it's about the bar there. But a wedding has nothing to do with us, has nothing to do with the DJ, this may be hard to understand, but has everything to do with the bride, has everything to do with making her day possible. But then again, we come back into play in a minor bit of making sure that everything that she wants happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at a wedding like a house of cards, that your photographer, your caterer, your florist, your limo driver, everybody you have working, they're on the top tiers of the house of cards. Your entertainment, your DJ, is that bottom tier of the house of cards. That everything can be perfect, but if you hire that wrong DJ and that bottom layer crumbles, everything's crumbling down. And that's how I've always looked at it, that we're the most not important part of the wedding, but we're also the most important part of the wedding.
So do you work with the bride and learn about her different I know you don't like country. Do you like country music?
I like country music. I just don't have a lot of it. If you want a good country DJ, that call my friend Woody Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
That works at TNT Country, and he's a great country DJ.
Yeah, because I thought that I remember reading on Facebook or something you were going to a Carrie Underwood concert, and you really didn't know who she was.
Well, I'm not a big American Idol fan either, but
right.
The Carrie Underwood concert, that was the worst concert I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't really listen to country either. So I think that's really, I think that's really cool. I used to listen to country, but then I married a Yankee, and you know.
Where's your husband from? Where's he from?
He's from Boston.
Boston? Well, that's fine. He's from Boston. We can put him on the phone here, and we can talk about his past.
He doesn't talk like that.
New York, yeah. And that's why I spent my 40th birthday was in Boston this year.
That's right.
So
you did go up there.
Time.
Yeah, he's from.
Fabulous time.
He doesn't talk like that, though. He grew up in different places.
No, he does
places.
Not.
But you've met him.
That's why I like
know.
Him.
Yeah, but so you.
I've got my grandfather's from Brockton. Or
oh.
From Brockton, Mass. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's great, but it's not that I don't like country music. I just don't cater to country music.
Right. Well, I like the music you play a whole lot because,
Thank you.
I know you are a big Journey fan, and we can go ahead and plug Journey because I know you won't mind.
I love Journey. Yep, that is true.
Woo-hoo!
So actually, the house where I am, we went and saw Journey in 2008 up in Atlanta. We saw Journey, Cheap Trick, and Heart. Had a great time. My friend Sean, I close my eyes when he's driving because he's the most terrifying driver I've ever seen on I-75 in my entire life. And you're not a good driver. You're horrible. You're like Mario Andretti. No, you're too young to know that your dad's a horrible driver, Elizabeth.
No, but he drives me. He does a great job.
Yeah. Well, when he drove us to the Journey concert, he did not do a good job. He got us there almost on time. So, but anyway, yeah, big Journey fan. Love Journey. Love all the singers. Don't like hearing all the crap that people give Arnell, but great singer.
Yeah, I was just listening to Wheel in the Sky, and I was thinking of you because I was getting ready for this interview, and I was like, Greg's such a Journey fan. I'll have to bring up Journey.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, anytime I can bring up, or anybody can bring up Journey, that's great. Yeah, I've got the big Egyptian scarab tattoo on my right arm. So it's just from the Journey Revelation album.
Right. I've seen that online. I don't have the CDs are packed away, but I have all the music on my computer. I usually listen to Don't Stop Believing because I was a small town girl, you know, living in my lonely world, and then I met Ian, who's a city boy. He was born and raised in South
but
Boston.
Born and raised in South Boston, yeah.
So it doesn't really go.
The lyrics around a little bit.
It doesn't really go very well, but so
actually, when they sing "Don't Stop Believing," they change the lyrics to the "Born and raised in South Atlanta," and then when I saw them in Pensacola, they said South Pensacola, and they change the lyrics.
In the
morning,
they said North Cuba.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sean just said that Arnell said yeah, North Cuba. But he's Filipino.
You know,
in Miami, yeah, in Miami, when they sing in Miami, they say born and raised in North Cuba. Yeah,
that's true. Most people down there are from Cuba, especially in Hialeah, the different areas.
That's where my dad went to high school. Thanks for ragging on Hialeah.
I'm not.
I'm kidding. Yes,
I
did.
I know some very.
I want to give a shout out to a very special lady. Listen to us in South Beach right now, Jessica McQueen. Jessica, hey, what's up? Everybody wants to say what's up.
Hi, Jessica.
So
hi, Jessica. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, she's she said she would tune in South Beach, and just want to say hi to her and come down and see you real soon. You can take me to the gelato place where the Jersey Shore people ate or worked. The last time we went there, South Beach and walking around and wanted to get some gelato, and we walked into this store, and all of a sudden I saw the cast of the Jersey Shore and saw their pictures everywhere, and I went, oh, crap, this is where they worked, isn't it? She went, oh, yeah, I forgot. So we're sitting out on the front porch, and every single Jersey person is walking by taking pictures going, oh, my God, this is where the situation, this is where Paulie, this is where they work. And they're all taking pictures, and I'm literally pulling my Sweetwater Brewery hat over my brow so nobody could see me. That wasn't a plug for Sweetwater. I was actually wearing a Sweetwater hat.
Well, tell us more about your television show.
My television show, we started it, 3 years ago? We started it, and me and my best Jew pal, Joe Silver. So, y'all like that? So, I'm German, and my best friend is Jewish, and we get along great. I don't know why everybody has this big thing about it. But,
I'm German as well, so
good.
There we go.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Should we do this in Deutsch?
Ich liebe Deutsch. No, wait, that's I love you.
Okay. Ein, ein,
ich liebe Deutsch.
Ein feins, I don't even know what I'm saying. But I guess it was about 5 or 6 years ago that I did just burp. No, that's actually German. German sounds like burping. Yes, yes.
German does sound very harsh.
My friends are ragging on me. So about five years ago, Joel and I were trying to do a TV show, and we were going to call it With This Ring. And we're going to basically rip off TLC's wedding show, but do it locally. And we could just never get it going. We filmed a couple of weddings. We filmed the Brumfield wedding, and then we filmed Eric and Renee Lou Allen. We filmed their wedding to put it on, and we just never got the show on the air. And then finally, Joel said, "Let's do the show. Let's do the show. I have this idea." And Joel told me this show idea he had, and I was like, "Oh my God, I love it." And he's like, "What do we call it?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I just bought like 30 domains on GoDaddy a couple weeks ago, and one of them was liveintallahassee.com. I said, "Let's just change the name to Live in Tallahassee, and then we already have our website." And then so we started this little show called Live in Tallahassee, and our good friend Dan over at Comcast and Pat O'Kelly, who's not there anymore, that they put us on Comcast on demand, and corporate Comcast buried us, where it made it almost impossible to find the show unless you knew exactly what channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we became the most watched show on demand in Tallahassee in the market, which was ridiculous because it was the show looked like we could any high school kid could do it in their basement. And actually, the high school kids in their basements were making better shows than we were putting out. And then WCTV contacted us, and they said, "Hey, we want to bring you over, and we want you to replace Andy Griffith on, is it Griffin or Griffiths? Griffin?
Griffith. Griffith.
Griffith?
Yeah, T-H. Uh-huh.
Griffith? T-H?
Yes.
And so we replaced Andy Griffith on Saturdays at 7:30, and we were so super excited about that. And then the great guys over there, Perry Cole and all the great staff over there, they said, "Well, the one thing you have to do is you have to beat Andy's ratings." And Andy, for some reason, in this town, gets like American Idol-style ratings.
Oh, my
Everybody God. Everybody and their mother watches Andy Griffith. And he was getting a 4.4, and I don't know if anybody knows what that means, but 4.4 is a pretty damn good rating.
Right.
Well, we could only get up to like 3.5, which is amazing. 3.5 is like, tons and tons, like 30 people watching. I don't know, a 3.5, I think, is like 85, 90,000 people watching. But we couldn't beat that 4.4. So from a business standpoint, CTV went with Andy Griffith, a 50-year-old show, over our brand-new show. But luckily, Dan at Fox 49, he was a huge fan of the show, and he's like, "Hey, guys, I want to bring you over, and I want to give you a time slot of Tuesdays at 10:30, and all you have to do is beat 2.5 Men.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been beating the pants off of 2.5 Men. And everybody loves Raymond. We're the number one show in the time slot. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but we're pulling about the same numbers that we were over there. We've got, it's amazing, and the show quality hasn't gone up. That's the other amazing thing. It still looks like we do it in a high school basement.
Oh no, it doesn't. You guys did a really good job.
It's local TV, and actually, my friends where I am right now, they don't even watch my show. My sister, I do have a show. Yeah, it's on TV. So my sister called a couple weeks ago. "Hey, Darby," and she goes, "What time's your show on Saturday?" And I was like, "Hey, we've been on Fox for a year now." So my sister's best friend. Yeah, my sister's best friend. No, none of my friends watch the show, but there's tens and tens and tens of thousands of people watching the show each week, but none of them are my friends. So I guess that's a good thing, but maybe my friends just don't like me.
I don't think that's the case, and they wouldn't be your friends. But, well, I like the show. I watch it. I like to get the, I like your quick shots. I like your gun, your pretend gun.
Thank you.
And I like the upcoming events because it's a really good place to go because I know TMH now sponsors you, Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. And
yep.
And you do the upcoming events, and I'm kind of like, oh, you know, because, well, you know, I do the pageants here in Tallahassee. I'm always looking for girls.
Very happy to co-host your pageant last year.
Yes, you were so kind to That was my inaugural Miss Tallahassee USA. And
you did a great job.
Oh, thanks so much. I had a lot of fun, and I got two great girls. And so always I'm trying to look for ways to get them plugged into the community. And you're always the person I speak of to ask because, as we said, you're the pulse of Tallahassee. So, but I liked your last episode. Well, not the last episode, but the one where, and we'll talk about this for a minute, where Joel was Rocky. He was training for the Girl Scouts cookie eating contest.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for Joel, who did win that?
I believe that I won that Girl Scout local celebrity cookie eating contest that I annihilated Joel. Oh, by the way, this is the most I've ever talked about me in my entire life, and it's I just realized that how freaky this is.
Oh.
So, but with the Joel segment, and Joel did a great job, and at the end of the show, he talked about how I ran him around downtown.
Right.
I ran him around like crazy. I mean, the water fountain or the big fountain at Clayman Plaza
froze over.
It was so cold that day, and I kept having him do all this stuff, and he's like, how long is this going to be on? How long? I was like, half a second. I need tons of half a second shots. And you can watch it. It's on liveintallahassee.com, and you can watch that. But and then we had our intern, Gabby, that is absolutely a gorgeous, gorgeous girl, but she's also smart. That's why she's our intern. So we threw her on as the trainer. And it was just a lot of fun doing that episode.
Yeah, it looks like you guys had a lot of fun, which is what it's all about, I suppose. So.
Yeah.
But, also you have a co-host, Ann Howard, and I admire her so much. She is so great. She is so professional. She really knows how to work that camera.
She really does. And we love Ann to death. Joel and I have been friends for many years. And she used to be an anchor at WCTV. And when she had her wonderful son, Vincent, that she took some time off to take care of Vincent, and then just some things happened with CTV, and we were able to get her instead of WCTV, and we were so, so very happy to have her on the show, for her to bring actually credibility to our show, because Joel and I are just, Joel's a videographer by trade, and I'm a DJ by trade, and we're pretending to be reporters or journalists, or I don't even want to say journalists, we're not journalists, we're out promoting the city.
She does a tremendous job. I'd love to have her on the show just to talk to her about, you know, her background.
She would love to be on the show.
So
she does not get the credit for actually helping us getting us off of on demand, getting us to CTV, getting us to TLH. That I put all the credit to her because of the credibility that she has as a former anchor in this town. And as somebody that really knows what she's doing, and somebody that was trained for journalism, she's our only journalist, our real journalist that's on the show. I mean, Joel and I are just correspondents. We're just, you know,
sure.
We're comic relief for her awesomeness.
Yeah, yeah, and Joel also does a good job. I want to plug that in there, too. He does a great job. But I've been really impressed with Anne. She's very, very professional. Very. She just knows what she's doing.
She does.
I'm like,
she does.
I wish I was like her. She definitely knows what she's doing. So.
You should go out one night, hang out and stuff. She's got a lot of great insight that is just absolutely wonderful. And it's just, like I said, it's just great having her around. It's great having Joel around with his knowledge. The only job Joel's ever had is video production.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the time he was, I think he got his first camera that his father and his mother, and they bought him when he was 16, and he started editing since then, and that's all he's ever known. And so it's great that I can come interject my part of what I see in the city, Joel and the part of what he sees in the city, and Ann and the part in what she sees in the city, that Joel's in a long-term serious relationship. I'm the perennial bachelor, and Ann's the mother, and we all have different views of this city, but we can bring it together for 30 minutes a week, you know, and show what we love about this city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great combination that I think really works.
Right, right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about or interject or talk about our city or anything about Tallahassee that we haven't covered or anything that you're doing?
I'm sitting here sitting on College Avenue and I'm looking up. I'm on the other side of Franklin and I'm looking up at the gorgeous city while we're talking, and It's really an inspiration. This is a great city to live in. This is a great community to live in, and we really need everybody to go out and get involved in this city. Don't just live here. Live here. You know, be a part of the city. Just don't go to work. You know, come out, be a part of this. There's so much going on. There's so much. Whether you get involved in politics, there's the politics. Just getting involved in politics here is a lot of fun. You meet great people, and it doesn't matter what aisle you sit on. That there's great people on both sides of the aisle, and like me, I'm right down the middle. I am College Avenue. I split the city. I'm not on the left or the right. I'm straight down the middle, and I hang out with both sides and have a great time and really learn that the love that they have for this city and how we want it to grow and everything and just getting involved with helping others in this city. That there's a lot of people in this city, and I use city loosely because we're still just a big town.
Mm-hmm.
We're a one degree of separation town. That, you know, that it's just there's great stuff to get involved with. I mean, what Rocky Hanna has done with his students, with his high school students, is Leon is going to do such great things to this city in the future. He's teaching those kids how to give back at such a young age. And as they get older, they will teach others, and they will teach others. And in the future, I'm going to have to quote a song, a real cheesy song too, but the future's so bright, we're going to have to wear shades.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the Timbuktu. That's one of the worst songs ever recorded, but the future's so bright for this city that we're going to have to wear shades. And Mayor Marks, don't make that a slogan. Let us come up with our own slogans for the city. Like G Street, it's called Gaines. But that's fine because I can disagree and I'm 1 degree of separation away from the mayor. And
mm-hmm.
that's the thing in this city that it's great. You can tell somebody and the mayor will come back and say something. Like just on my Facebook status yesterday, I talked about something about complaining about my utility rates. And my friend Andrew
mm-hmm.
Gillum, the commissioner, commented on my Facebook status. And that's how close this city is.
Right.
That we're a big town. And
yeah.
we need to keep that big town mentality while we still grow.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Moving here is sort of like moving back to my hometown in Tennessee, which is where I'm originally from. It's hard to not meet someone that already knows people you know. And I really like that a lot. It really makes it...
What part of Tennessee?
I'm from East Tennessee, the Tri-Cities area, closer to North Carolina.
Okay.
I went to school in Knoxville, though.
Oh, you went to UTK?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, I was born in Nashville, so.
Oh, were you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was. My father was attending Western Kentucky University at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually teaching up there, and he was getting his sociology master's and my mother were married, and they didn't allow fathers in the delivery room in Kentucky at that time. And my father needed a lot of support, and so they went down and had me in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
that's a story.
That's my hometown, and I think it was either me or my sister. I can't remember. One of us was almost born in the back of a VW bug, but I want to say it was me, but my sister will probably say it's her. But she was born here. But I don't think they had the bug when she was born. I think they only had the bug up in Kentucky.
Up in Kentucky. Are your parents from here originally, from Tallahassee?
Their father was born in Charlotte and raised in Miami, and mother was born in Miami and raised in Miami.
Oh. Okay.
And then the ties to Tallahassee, my mother went to Florida State, and my father went to Piedmont College in Demorest, Georgia, and then went to Western Kentucky and then got a job here with sociology as a caseworker at the federal prison here and came down, and my mother was already familiar with the town, and they moved here when I was one and then had my sister here, and nobody's left. Everybody's here. My sister actually went back up to Kentucky and went to Western Kentucky, but then she's been back here ever since, and I just, none of us are leaving. We've fallen in love with this place, and I can't see us leaving.
Yeah. I've only lived here for about 4 years, but I really, really like it. And
yeah.
I moved here after law school and really like it. So there's a lot to offer here, and I enjoyed, you know, a couple years ago I was Mrs. Tallahassee, and remember I walked with the Live in Tallahassee float in the Christmas parade.
Yes,
I don't know if you
did.
Remember that or not, but
yeah,
but
oh,
that
of
was,
course, yeah, you walked. That was great. We had the big camera going, and you came
yeah.
out and walked with us, and that's where I met. Also that night, we both met Meredith Crowe at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That was her first week in Tallahassee, and she walked through. Oh, was that cat not supposed to be let in? Okay, the cat looked like it wanted to come in, so I let it in. And that was the first time we met Meredith Crowe, and she had only been in this town in a week. And my friend Robin Smith said, well, come on, we're going to walk in the parade. And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get my entry in on time, and I was like, can I walk with you guys?
And we were more than honored to have you.
Oh, that was really sweet, you and Joel. And I don't think Anne was with you at the time. Or she
Anne
wasn't.
Anne was with us, but she couldn't make it out that night, and so we had our other former co-host that walked with us that night, but Anne was actually, I think she was in Virginia, she's from Virginia, she was there with her family.
Okay, well, I think we are just about ready to end the show. Greg, I thank you so much for sharing all your Tallahassee knowledge with us and with my viewers who are from all around the country and even the world. I have friends listening from everywhere. So I really appreciate
well,
you coming on the
show.
Well,
good. I hope I didn't put them to sleep.
No, not at all. You're always a pleasure and a riot to hang out with. So thank you so, so much. And thank you to all Greg's friends out there listening. And tune into my show in the future for other guests. I'll just say that and give my show a plug. But thank you, Greg, so much. I really, truly appreciate it.
Beth, thank you for everything you've done. Miss Tallahassee, and like you said, you haven't been here as long as some of us, but you are a Tallahassean, and we appreciate everything that you do in this community and to get the word out about what a great city that Tallahassee is to live in. And I just want to thank you on behalf of Tallahassee.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg, the pulse of Tallahassee. That means a whole lot coming from you. So you have a great evening, and thanks again.
All right, Beth. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. This is Beth Schenkel Anderson for the Success Design signing off. Be sure to catch my show in the next few weeks. I have several great guests, and I look forward to your joining me then. Again, this is Beth Schenkel Anderson signing off.